Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act. And don't tell me we can't have an impact on this carnage.
That was President Joe Biden speaking in reaction to the Texas school massacre. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Representative Dean Phillips. First off, Representative Phillips, how are you feeling? I know you had a bout with COVID.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for asking. I'm doing great. It took about 5 days, but feeling good and doing as well as can be expected after last night's just horrifying news.
Your tweet really resonated with me, the fact that you talk about being a gun owner and talking about how the founders conceived it. They did not conceive of this carnage when they wrote the Constitution. Can you talk about that a little bit more from the perspective of being a gun owner?
Well, yeah, I think I speak for owners, and that is, we're all disgusted. I can't help but think everybody listening right now is angry and disgusted and sickened and wondering once again, you know, what we can do. And, you know, the America that I know and love is the America that identifies a problem, acknowledges that this is an epidemic of violence, and does something about it. And I speak for gun owners and non-gun owners when I say that it's time to stop the bickering and these defensive positions, identify solutions. You know, that's what we're good at in this country. And if we can't come together on this subject, I'm afraid all is lost. And there's no simple or single solution, but we can't be a nation that tolerates 40,000 people per year dying by guns. And I'm just sickened by it. And I'm speaking for everybody, especially parents who tucked their kids into bed last night and knew that there are 20 families in Texas that will never get to do so again. And if we can't just take a moment and reflect on that, and not impinge on people's rights, but at least support and enhance the right of safety and security in the pursuit of happiness in this country. That's my mission, and that's what I'm speaking about.
So let's kind of hone in on then, what is it that can be done? Let's start off right off the bat with background checks. Why is this not a slam dunk, a background check?
Well, it is a slam dunk, and that's what's so extraordinary. I think over 80% of Americans, Democrats and Republicans, and overwhelming majorities support it. I try to be a very bipartisan member of Congress, but I have to, on this issue at least, call out some of my colleagues across the aisle. They are standing in the way of a policy that just about every American supports. And we continue to try. We pass the law with a very, very, very close vote in the House. By the way, it was 227-203 when we last did it, H.R. 8. Only three Republicans co-sponsored that bill, including my friend and colleague, Brian Fitzpatrick, who is the co-chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus on which I serve. So I don't understand it. And I think we have to do some soul searching, at least my friends across the aisle, because Americans want that done. But let's back up a little bit. We have to study the issue. You know, we've done so with road fatalities. When I was a young boy, tens of thousands of more Americans died on highways. And we didn't ban cars. We made them safer. We improved lighting and engineering of highways. There are ways to address these issues. So we start by studying it. We look at the assault weapon ban that was in place until 2004. We employ background checks. We disarm domestic abusers. We increase red flag laws. We make extreme risk protection orders available in every state. We invest in local violence prevention and intervention programs. And we start supporting young people in this country who are clearly, clearly struggling. And if we can't come together on these common sense solutions, I'm not sure what's going on. And I think people have to start looking themselves in the mirror.
It is 7:24. We're talking with Representative Dean Phillips about the Texas school massacre. When you look beyond guns themselves, mental health, is there being enough done in this country to address the mental health needs and the crisis that it has become in this nation?
Absolutely not. And once again, you know, we are sending billions and billions of dollars of aid around the world. We spend about over, I think, 700 and some billion dollars a year now on national defense. And yet we neglect, to me, the biggest risk facing the country, which is the health of Americans. We care deeply about physical health, of course, but we so underappreciate, underinvest, and undercare for mental health in this country that we've got to do some major shifting in priorities. And that starts at young ages. Schools should have much more significant resourcing relative to counseling, not just for students, by the way, for teachers, for adults as well. We have to take it seriously. We have to recognize that young people in this country are struggling. Young men in particular in this country are struggling. And I think we're on the very tip of the spear of what's going to be a generation of great, great challenge. If we don't do something, and we can, and it means investment, it means federal investment, it means private investment, it means state and local investment. But it only starts if we sit down at the table as Democrats and Republicans, identify the problem, and pursue solutions. But we live in a political era where all of the incentives are perverse, money rules the roost, representation is being diminished in favor of politics. And that's, to me, the disease that we have to address first.
Do you think anything will change now? A lot of people said, you know, after Sandy Hook, people thought things would change. And that was 10 years ago, 20 kids murdered. Do you feel like this might be the catalyst, or are we just back to where we've always been?
I'm going to make it very simple. Having now served in the House for 3 years, we Democrats are trying. Do we have all the answers? No. Do we believe we have all the tools available to us to address this issue? No. We need our Republican friends to sit down with us and devise solutions. We continue to pass laws at least to try background checks and closing the Charleston loophole and mental health investment. But when one of the two major political parties in this country obstruct and stands in the way and demeans these efforts rather than participating in the solutions, I don't know if we can make any progress. But I'm getting awfully tired of coming home to news reports like the one last night and staring at empty bedrooms and out the window, wondering what is wrong with my colleagues who fail to at least take steps. And if you're going to stand in the way and obstruct, at least propose an alternative. So the question I will turn back to them, are they ready to sit down and try to do something? We're going to find out in the coming days, but rest assured, those of us who care about this issue deeply, yes, we will try once again. And I'm just hoping our friends across the aisle come along.
Representative Dean Phillips, thank you for your perspective on this. We appreciate it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.